Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Platform. I'm your host, Dave Schumate from Mach 10 Sports, giving you the reaction. Tennessee 62-58 win over Texas in the round of 32. Tennessee advances to the Sweet 16. I said it all week, right when the bracket came out. I thought Tennessee had the best opportunity to get to this. I had the most confidence, I should say, to get to that second weekend, to the Sweet 16. Tennessee heads to Detroit out of the Midwest region. But more so, I mean, I think most Tennessee people, Rick Barnes himself would probably say, some of the players after the game, they didn't play their best tonight. They didn't. I mean, 62 points, very sloppy, big right rock fight. Texas didn't shoot well again. I mean, they shot 7% from 3-point against, who was at Colorado State the other night. And I was like, if they don't improve that shooting, there's no way in Haiti they beat Tennessee. That lived up to be true. They did not shoot well from the field, kind of left some meat on the bone from that perspective. But, hey, a win's a win for Tennessee. It's just it's a literally survive and advance at this moment. Be a little bit disappointed heading into your next matchup against either Creighton or Oregon. That game's going on right now. That'll be Tennessee's next opponent in the round of Sweet 16. We'll talk about that one in just a minute. But this game specifically, again, 62-58. Tennessee shot 33% from the field. Texas shot 37%. Not much difference there. Three-pointer percentage, Tennessee shot 12% from beyond the arc. Texas improved from their last matchup against Colorado State, moving up from 7% against the Rams on Thursday night to now 31%. But Tennessee shooting 12%, 3-for-25, not going to cut it down the stretch. Both teams, Texas at half was not great at the free throw line, but improved, got it up to 91, Tennessee 83. And the big difference here, I mean, Texas 17 turnovers to Tennessee's 12. That's a big one. Tennessee also had 36 points in the paint to Texas's 20. So the big issue is the turnovers for Texas and just not getting it done. Again, shooting overall just 37% from the field. Mucked it up. Tennessee turning them over. Tennessee a lot to build off of here, but you have a week to get it done. You have a week to get it done. So looking ahead, either Creighton, Oregon. Creighton probably causes the most issues because it's going to be hard to just totally contain them with Ryan Kalbrenner, Baylor Shireman, guys like that Coach McDermott can put on the floor. A lot of offensive threat, shoot a lot of threes. Will Rick Barnes translate that defensive game plan they had against Alabama all year where they're running Alabama off the three-point line? Will they do that against Creighton if it happens to be Creighton, if Creighton happens to beat Oregon? Before I got on the air, it was a pretty close game. I think one-point game about to go into half. If it's Oregon, give Dana Altman. I think he's had one of the better offensive game plans and defensive game plans in the tournament in that first round matchup, especially defense going that zone against South Carolina, where South Carolina and Lamont Paris just forgot they couldn't set screens against the zone for whatever reason. I don't know why they forgot that, but they just stopped doing it or didn't do it. So from that standpoint, I thought Oregon in their first round could have beat anybody. And if they go win this game against Creighton, hey, I don't care what Oregon did in the regular season. We're in March. There's 16 teams left. If Tennessee's playing Oregon, they're playing a hot Oregon team that won the Pac-12, beat a good South Carolina team that's beaten Tennessee, and they beat a good Creighton team. It's one of the better offensive efficiency teams in the country. So it's going to be a tough matchup for Tennessee either way. Tennessee's going to have to play better offensively, I think, in this next round. They are. It's going to have – besides the defense, rebounding, toughness – other things offensively are going to have to travel to Detroit with them this upcoming week. I still like Tennessee. I had Tennessee in my Final Four in the national championship game. I bet the city of Knoxville, I'll put it out on social media, I will buy the city of Knoxville everyone a drink if Tennessee doesn't make the Sweet 16. I was that confident, but a lot of it was because of the draw. Didn't see a lot of tough matchups for Tennessee, even if they weren't playing their best, because Tennessee's floor is that high. But just initial reaction here, SEC finally gets one team to the Sweet 16. It's going to be up to Texas A&M and Alabama tomorrow. Remember, Texas A&M faces Houston. Alabama faces Grand Canyon. So, again, coming at you, Dave Schmidt, host from Mach 10 Sports. Initial reaction, Tennessee advancing to the Sweet 16 with a 62-58 win over Texas. If you like what we're doing here, SEC Unfiltered, we have college baseball. SEC open a second weekend of SEC play here. Obviously, March Madness content as much as the SEC stays in this, and then spring football ramping up here throughout the next month. So again, like, subscribe, hit the notification bell if you like the content we're bringing at you. Again, appreciate you joining us. Tennessee, the Volunteers heading to the Sweet 16.